Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Buffett's Two-Step Stock Market Strategy by Daniel Jiwani is a beginner-oriented investing guide that translates Warren Buffett's value investing habits into a simplified framework for stock selection, valuation, and portfolio discipline, rather than presenting the stock market as a field for prediction or short-term trading. The book emphasizes buying businesses at sensible prices, understanding financial statements, and developing the patience required for long-term compounding. Its purpose is practical to help readers identify when a stock may be attractive, estimate a reasonable purchase price, avoid common beginner errors, and think more critically about risk. The book is positioned for readers who may know Buffett's reputation but lack the financial vocabulary or analytical process to apply his ideas. Its central appeal is that it reduces a broad investment philosophy into structured steps, including valuation, safety checks, holding discipline, diversification, and investor psychology, while keeping the discussion accessible to non-specialists. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the two-step framework turns Buffett-style investing into a decision process. The book's central contribution is its attempt to convert Warren Buffett's broad investment philosophy into a two-step process that beginners can actually follow. In this framing, investing is not primarily about reacting to market headlines, chasing popular stocks, or trying to forecast short-term price movements. It is about first understanding whether a company is fundamentally worth owning, and then deciding whether the current market price offers an attractive entry point. This distinction matters because many new investors reverse the order they see a rising stock price, assume quality, and only later try to justify the purchase. Jiwani's approach instead starts from business quality and then moves to price discipline. The result is a more structured way to think about when to buy. The simplified framework also reflects a key Buffett principle. A stock is not merely a ticker symbol, but a partial ownership claim on a business. By encouraging readers to evaluate the business before the price action, the book gives beginners a practical defense against speculation disguised as investing. Secondly, valuation is presented as the basis for knowing when a stock is cheap enough. A major theme of the book is that investors need a method for estimating a fair or attractive purchase price before committing capital. Jiwani presents Buffett's approach through a formula-based and step-by-step valuation process, with the aim of helping readers calculate a price at which a stock may offer favorable long-term returns. The exact mechanics are less important than the discipline the process teaches. Price should be judged against business value, not against recent market excitement. This is where the book's emphasis on buying low and selling high becomes more precise. Buying low does not simply mean buying after a decline, because a weak company can fall for good reasons. It means buying a strong company when the market price appears lower than a reasonable estimate of its intrinsic worth. This focus introduces beginners to margin of safety, even if they are not yet advanced analysts. The practical implication is that a stock can be a poor investment at one price and a sensible investment at another, making valuation central to risk control. Thirdly, financial statements and ratios are used to separate durable businesses from risky stocks. The book gives substantial attention to the basic financial evidence an investor should examine before buying a stock. This includes financial statements and key ratios that help indicate whether a company is financially stable, profitable, and likely to withstand difficult market conditions. For beginners, this is important because brand familiarity or media attention can create a false sense of safety. A well-known company is not automatically a good investment, and a popular stock may still carry excessive debt, inconsistent earnings, or weak returns on capital. Jiwani's discussion of ratios is designed to make safety more measurable. Instead of asking whether a stock feels promising, readers are encouraged to ask whether the business demonstrates the characteristics that value investors tend to prefer: reliable economics, understandable operations, and financial strength. This section also supports the book's broader risk management message. Risk is not treated only as price volatility. It is also the danger of owning a business whose fundamentals do not support the investor's expectations. That shift helps beginners move from opinion-based investing to evidence-based screening. Fourthly, holding, selling, and diversification are framed as safeguards against beginner mistakes. Jiwani's book does not treat buying as the only important decision. It also addresses how long Buffett-style investors tend to hold, when selling may be appropriate, and how diversification should be handled. This is useful because beginners often overemphasize entry points while neglecting what happens after the purchase. A value-oriented strategy requires patience, since the market may take time to recognize a company's worth. Selling too quickly can interrupt compounding, while holding blindly can expose an investor to a business that has deteriorated. The book's treatment of holding and selling, therefore, reinforces a balanced principle. Long-term ownership is valuable only when the underlying business remains sound, and the FI. Original investment reasoning still applies. Diversification is presented in the same practical spirit. Rather than spreading money randomly across many stocks, the buffet-style approach favors avoiding excessive concentration in businesses. The investor does not understand, while still recognizing that over-diversification can dilute. Careful judgment. This makes portfolio construction part of the discipline, not a separate afterthought. Lastly, investor psychology is treated as a practical skill, not a motivational add-on. One of the book's more useful dimensions is its attention to the mental side of investing. Jiwani frames buffet-style investing as a process that requires emotional control, patience, and resistance to common beginner errors. This is not presented merely as encouragement. It is connected directly to practical decisions. Investors who cannot tolerate temporary price declines may sell strong businesses at the wrong time. Investors who become excited by hype may ignore valuation. Investors who want quick results may abandon a sound long-term process before it has time to work. By connecting psychology to specific mistakes, the book makes mindset part of the investment method rather than a separate inspirational theme. This is especially relevant for readers entering the market without formal training, because their greatest risks may come less from complex financial models and more from impulsive behavior. The book's accessible language also serves this psychological purpose. By reducing jargon and breaking ideas into steps, it aims to make the market feel analyzable rather than mysterious, which can help beginners act with more consistency. In conclusion, Buffett's two-step stock market strategy is best suited for beginner and early intermediate investors who want a practical entry point into value investing without starting with dense accounting texts or advanced valuation manuals. Readers who are intimidated by the stock market may benefit from its structured approach to buying decisions, financial statement review, valuation discipline, and long-term holding behavior. Its practical benefit is not that it guarantees exceptional returns, but that it gives readers a clearer checklist for avoiding speculation, overpaying for stocks, and confusing popularity with business quality. Intellectually, it introduces the idea that investing is a business analysis problem before it is a market timing problem. Compared with many beginner investing books, its distinguishing feature is its narrow focus on translating Buffett's habits into an actionable buying framework, including the question of when a stock price is attractive enough. It also stands out by combining valuation, ratios, diversification, and investor psychology in a compact format aimed at non-experts. Readers seeking advanced financial modeling or a comprehensive academic treatment of markets may find it limited. But those looking for a simple Buffett-inspired discipline for stock selection and risk awareness will find its positioning clear and useful. If you would like to support Daniel Jiwani, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.